The need for the media in Ghana to remain neutral in their work has again been emphasized by experts on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point. They must be non-partisan and not be financially influenced to execute their duties. An elder statesman, KB Asante, said although the media has played a key role in promoting democracy in Ghana, issues of partisanship and financial influence prevent the media from being fair.
We are not sufficiently resourced. When I say resourced, I don't mean only money, but information and so on. Are we specializing? Do we have an economy correspondent who understands somewhat for health?
So is it that the media has not done anything at all to
promote? Oh, they have done some. They have done a lot. Not enough. And
with the vibrant media that we have in Ghana, probably one of the best in Africa.
Yes, we have.
And we've not done enough.
No, the issues which affect us. Take education. We do not give them the necessary equipment to understand what is going on around us. And the media, therefore, and also, let's face it, the media must sell its products. And if they write in such a way that people do not understand what they say, they will lower the pitch. And so that's another problem. I'm being very critical because I am of the media. I believe that the media can do a lot. Okay. To educate, help us understand what is going on, and even ginger our leaders up a bit. But there's a tendency to be partisan in the press and to fear what may meet the displeasure, incur the displeasure of the powers that be.
The head of research and programs at CDD, Dr. Franklin Odro, said media owners and media institutions must pay critical attention to quality in terms of programs and students trained. As studies have shown that although Ghanaians appreciate the media, they are at the same time confused on certain issues discussed in the media.
I think we can praise them for contributing to the growth of democracy in this country by becoming a platform, a vehicle for free speech and for the transmission of views of citizens and opinions. And I think also, to a degree, the media as a form of educating citizens. Mm. But I think there's also a low in terms of the quality. Again, it comes back to the quality. Of the media. And more important, I think one of the things that increasingly is we are seeing in our studies that we do at the center is the fact that many Ghanaians, say that they listen to news, they listen to the media, the radio, but at the same time they get confused in terms of the kind of information
and
that come out. And that's a big challenge in terms of how citizens can be well informed in making the kind of choices. And I think there's a lot that we can do. And we cannot, in my view, one of the institutions, that's why we describe them as the fourth estate, isn't it? One of the institutions that we need to strengthen and build to promote democracy and good governance is the media. And I think we need to pay attention to that.
The head of research and programs at the CDD, Dr. Franklin Odro. A political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Kumi Ansakwi, who also praised the media for their role in promoting the use of local language, did not mince words and raised issues with increasing politicization of the media landscape.
About the media, I would say that there's still a long way to go, even though they are quite vibrant and a lot has been done. I would say that they have done very well, for example, in actually encouraging usage of local languages. And this has actually spread this democratic discussion. Some of the media has this history, widely speaking in this country, and I'm people to engage more people in discussion. So that's one area they have done very well. I mean, not focusing only on English, and therefore excluding the vast majority of our people. And I also think that there's this ancestralization. But still, there's too much partisanship. And again, there must be a deliberate effort to actually promote democracy. Most of the time, they fall to partisan and economic interests much more, advertising and other such interests. And they should actually have much more focus on the building of a democratic consciousness among the populace. So they still have a long way to go. And I also think that the National Media Commission, again, needs more teeth to bite much more and ensure that the media landscape is much more disciplined than
it is now.
The
law is still pending, though. So let's just wait and see.
Pending, but not yet in practice.
Yes, exactly.
Political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Kumi Ansakwi.